USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Fuel prices are continuing to soar. With the Biden administration's dependence on foreign oil producers, production cuts made by OPEC Plus and its allies have pushed crude oil to a 10-month high, putting financial pressure on construction companies, transportation businesses, farmers, and the American people. Yesterday's consumer price index saw inflation increase to 3.7% last month from a year earlier. A federal judge in Texas rejected the Biden administration's efforts to save a program that has shielded hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from deportation, saying that it remained unlawful even after recent changes. The judge maintained that President Barack Obama exceeded his authority when he created the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, by executive action in 2012. The DACA program allows individuals brought to America unlawfully as a child to receive a renewable two-year period of protection from deportation and become eligible for work permits in the United States. While the judge ruled the program illegal, current applicants will be able to keep renewing their protection. The husband of Democrat Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska died yesterday after a single-engine plane he was flying crashed shortly after takeoff in southwestern Alaska. The Congresswoman's office said that she would return to Alaska to be with her family as they grieve the death of 57-year-old Eugene Peltola. The Peltolas have seven children and stepchildren. The plane is said to have crashed under unknown circumstances by the National Transportation Safety Board, with only Peltola on board. The first Thursday night football game is tonight on Amazon Prime. The Vikings will travel to the Philadelphia Eagles at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah and the 2012 Republican presidential nominee announced yesterday that he would not be seeking re-election in 2024, saying he wanted to make way for a new generation of leaders. He also strongly suggested that Trump and Biden should follow his lead, paving the way for younger candidates. Romney, who is currently 76 years old, said in a statement, "At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders." The most recent polling just before House Republicans announced their impeachment inquiry into President Biden showed the president's approval rating went up 2 points, but remains low for an incumbent seeking re-election.
In a Reuters Ipsos poll taken just before the impeachment news broke this week, respondents gave Biden a 42% approval rating, up 2% since the same poll last month, and the highest since March. 80% of Democrats approved of the president's job performance in that poll. This mirrors a similar trend seen in the wake of criminal indictments made against former President Donald Trump, who's only seen his Republican support strengthen, especially after the Georgia case was announced. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado was kicked out of a Beetlejuice musical in Denver, Colorado over the weekend. She's being accused of vaping, singing, using phones, and causing a disturbance. Her campaign manager, Drew Sexton, said in a text message, "Boebert pleads guilty to singing along, laughing, and enjoying herself." Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.